This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
You're stuck. One more night with Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. It is sweeping the nation. I mean that in a big way. Those of you listening, I don't know, maybe you're just cruising around Vegas or hanging out near the park in Minneapolis, down by Dallas, Reno, New York, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, everywhere in between. Welcome to a Friday night War Now broadcast. I can't think of a better night to be on the air. Friday night, people are fired up. Well, I guess it's Friday afternoon. I always do that on the left coast. So you're getting ready to get out of work, right? So you got the shakes to get out of work. You're almost at the weekend. You're almost at happy hour or wherever you go on Friday, which is why it's always a lot of fun to be sitting right here in the big chair, filling in again for the great Wayne Allyn Root, who will be back on Monday. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and we'll start taking some phone calls maybe after the first break if you want to weigh in, if not throughout the show. It is the most friendly caller show in the entire country. You can call 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. My email address, it's always fun to get emails from all over the country. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And again, I get back to everybody as best I can. We read them all and try to respond to all of them, but we do get a lot of emails, so we do our best to keep those rolling. But always fun to talk back and forth, or at least you send me ideas and you set me off in a direction, and that's always a lot of fun. So I wanted to kick things off. I do have a number of guests. We actually have four guests coming up in this three-hour of broadcast tonight. I have best-selling author Jeffrey Benedict, another author Lowell Ponte, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, and Dr. Anthony Alessi. A couple of them have been on with me before, and we'll go down a memory lane, if you will, a little bit with some of our guests tonight. It should be a lot of fun getting a chance to talk to all of them. But I wanted to start out talking a little bit about division in the country. Think about this. You know, we're sitting here 2 years into Donald Trump's run. Okay? He's 2 years and change into his presidency. And we have, in some cases, the lowest unemployment in the history of the country. People of color are working at record numbers. You've got an economy that is blistering hot. It is booming. Every day is better than the next day, it seems. And there seems to be no end in sight. So you've got that economy just basically in fifth gear going down the left-hand lane at 100 miles an hour. We don't really have a lot of conflicts in the world, right? We've eradicated, for the most part, ISIS. Now, they're popping up here and there, but for the most part, we're really not at war with anybody. We've got troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. We've got troops all over the world. We've always had troops all over the world. But right now, we're living essentially in a peaceful time. Right? I mean, we're at peace. Donald Trump has at least brought you that, which is pretty incredible. You've got to think about that. You've got an amazing situation happening. So you've got a peaceful time, you've got prosperity at home, and yet still we fight. We fight like I can't remember when. I've never seen it this bad. Now, we can go back in history and point to different times when politicians and political factions have fought each other. But how is it that a president... Now, I get it. I understand that he's not likable by a big chunk of the population. Okay, so they don't, you know, like his hair. You don't like his tweets. You don't like the way he talks. But policy and at least achievement for what he promised he was going to do. He's trying to make a lot of that stuff come true. And I'm saying this from a position of somebody who wasn't all that sure about this president when it began. I had a lot of questions. I still have questions. But this last escapade with Mexico has really shown me this guy thinks like I think a lot of us want our president or leader to think. He figures out a way to solve a problem and then goes and tries to solve it. So we have had record numbers of people coming across the border. You don't believe me? Okay, last report. Over 1 million people so far to date, 2019, have come across the border legally. 1,072,000 to be exact. Now, if you get out your trusty calculator and you divide the amount of days that we've had so far in this calendar year, divide that into 1,072,000, you get 6,871 illegals crossing per day. That's more than some of the bigger caravans that we were all scared about. That's coming across every day. Get your calculator out again. It's 286 people per hour. It's almost 5 people per minute. Okay? 5 people per minute are coming across the southern border. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a crisis. That's an issue. That's a problem. That's unsustainable for this nation. We cannot do it. We cannot handle this many people. Please, again, I always have to preface this because if I don't, you get emails and they keep coming and they don't stop. It's not that we don't like immigrants, okay? But when you're talking about over a million in less than 6 months, there's no end in sight, how many people is the right amount? I'll ask my liberal friends who are listening right now, and I know you're listening across the country. What's the right number? Is it 2 million, 5 million, 10 million? How many do you want to let in every single year? And at what point in time can we not care for the ones that are coming in? Forget about the fact that we have homeless veterans living in tent cities, sleeping outside. Put that to the side for a second. How is it possible that here we are in the greatest country in the world, right, and we're at the edge here. We don't have a way to stop this incredible influx of immigration. So our president steps forward and says, okay, well, this is something that nobody's ever tried before. Mexico refuses to help us. Mexico does not want to partake in the idea of trying to slow down these immigrants from coming across the border, or at least coming through their country to get to ours. So he puts pressure on them. He says, I'm going to tariff whatever you got coming in, 5%, and every time a month ticks off the clock, I'm going to raise it 5% until we get to 25% until you start doing something. And what happens? Lo and behold, Mexico by now figures out he's actually serious about this, knows that that would be economic disaster for them, and they come to the table. And they just try to figure it out. And they're trying to do actually what is... So what we're supposed to do in the beginning, which is if you're seeking asylum, if you're an asylum seeker, you're supposed to stop at the next country. So if you're coming from a country south of Mexico, whatever one is next to you, that's the one you're supposed to seek asylum. You don't have a right to navigate through 6 or 7, 10, 15 countries before you get to the United States because that's where you want to go and then say, hey, wait, I want political asylum. Uh-uh. It doesn't work like that. It's not supposed to. And our immigration system is fractured and broken, and we don't do a good job. We haven't done a good job in a long, long time. And that result is the fact that you've got people coming in record numbers. They get here. They claim they need asylum. They automatically get fast-tracked into a program where basically they're given a promise to appear, a court date. Most of them disappear. 90% of them never come back. And they're off into the system, and they get a job. Either they get a job for a short period of time legally, and they go work illegally after that, or they get a job illegally right away. That's what's happening. And again, I feel for the folks who are coming here. I honestly do. I can only imagine what the poverty must be like in Guatemala or El Salvador, where you know people don't even have a job, people can't get a job, people can't get food. I get it. I understand. And I think we need to try to help those people. But I don't think we need to help them here. I think we probably should... should try to push some kind of a better life at them where they are. I think that makes a little bit more sense instead of having all these people migrate to this country and then eventually overwhelm the system that's here in place. Because I don't think as citizens of this country, we can handle much more taken out of our everyday paycheck to pay for programs that are going on around the country. I think we are taxed enough already. That's the way I look at it. But the immigration situation, we're at the pinnacle. We have to make some kind of a change. And I think, back to Trump. Trump has figured out a way to get people to talk about these things, to try to fix them. And I go back to the divide in this country. So are you telling me all the jobs and all the people that are working and the low unemployment, the way that the economy is booming and all of that that's happening and people are having success, and people, not only are people are working at better jobs, and still there's such animosity and such hatred between the Republican Party and the Democrat Party? Is that ever going to end? Or is this what we sort of have devolved into, and this is going to be the regular norm? And I'd like to know, do you think if Rubio were president, or Cruz were president, or Hillary were president, we'd be in the same spot? Do you think this is all Trump-related? I mean, it's possible. I mean, it is possible, but I saw the hatred coming even when Obama was president. There was a lot of it going on. So, anyway, we could talk about this as the night rolls on, but we do have a lot of guests rolling through here. We'll chat a little bit when we come back. Jeff Benedict at the bottom of this hour, a little later on, Lowell Ponte, Tommy Binion, and Dr. Anthony Alessi, who's a neurologist, will join us in the third hour of the program. We'll take a quick break. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. K-I-P, K-I-P, K-I-P. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500. And from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill, for his wisdom teeth. I had an emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month at a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
All right, we're back. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight. You got me till the end of the show. So it's me and you together on this Friday afternoon / Friday evening. Again, I'll have some guests coming up in just a bit. Jeffrey Benedict, who's a best-selling author, and he's written that book about Tiger Woods. He's written a bunch of books, but the latest one about Tiger Woods. Lowell Ponte a little later on, Tommy Binion, and Dr. Anthony Alessi in the third hour. Just really quick, we'll finish up immigration and maybe circle back around to it later on. But I actually heard Wayne talking about this, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday night, but how does the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency buy 2.2 million diapers helping economic migrants and their young kids when they get into American work sites? Is that the responsibility of the United States government. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not an ogre here, but that's the responsibility now. That's what the border agents are doing. That's their nannies. They're now nannies. They're now basically babysitters. And tax dollars have to go to paying for 2 million diapers. So that's, you know, we got something wrong at the border. If we're paying for 2.2 million diapers, we're doing it wrong. And we have to figure out a better way to do it. And we've got to figure out a way that's fairer to do it. What we have going on right now is chaos. So you know, I know Trump ran on immigration, major platform, build a wall, make it a lot safer. And that's got to be a part of it. And last night, I didn't even get to this, but we forgot to mention that ISIS actually has talked about implanting people through the southern border. We did talk a little bit about that last night, but are you not nervous about that? 40 years we've had this horrible sieve of a border. You don't think that terrorists have come across the border and taken up residence in your neighborhood, somebody's neighborhood, getting a job at a gas station or at a restaurant, just ready to start the next terror attack, the next jihad from within? You think that's a crazy thing to think about? I don't. I think it's very possible. In fact, it's plausible. It's doable. It's definitely doable. All right, and I don't know if you saw this, another terrible story about illegal aliens. Two illegal aliens received prison sentences of 12 to 20 years. One for killing a young couple in a sanctuary city, and another for raping a 12-year-old girl. The Angel family, 34-year-old Logan Wilson and his wife, 32-year-old Jessica Wilson, got killed, illegal aliens, and they got sentenced to 12 years in prison. I thought that when you killed somebody, that the minimum that you got was life in prison. That's the minimum. When you're convicted of murder, I believe that you should spend, well, I believe you should actually get the death penalty. That's a whole different conversation. But if you're premeditated and you kill somebody in cold blood who's essentially defenseless, you should get the chair in my world. But at the very least, you should spend the rest of your days in prison. How is it possible that we've gotten to the point where you can kill someone or rape a 12-year-old child and only get a dozen years in prison for doing something as horrific as that? That doesn't seem like a fair trade to me. That seems like it's a little bit one-sided. All right, I don't want to be bumming you out all afternoon and all night long, so we'll change gears. We'll open up the conversation a little bit. We'll talk to my very good friend Jeffrey Benedict in just a couple seconds. And again, author, and he's also getting ready to fire up another movie. So we'll chat with him about some stuff, a little lighter stuff, and come back to this stuff a little bit later on. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. A little later on, we'll take some phone calls. You want to write this number down, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. It's the great USA Radio Network. The show is War Now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
War Now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Discussions over tariffs set to be imposed on Mexican imports are continuing on Friday. Now, the president is saying those meetings are going well, but if they don't, the president is threatening to impose tariffs as soon as Monday unless Mexico stops the flow of illegal aliens crossing into the United States from Mexico. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that our integral part, to be partners with us to stop this."
Wall Street is wrapping up its best week of the year with another day of big gains. A weak jobs report raised speculation of an interest rate cut by the Fed Reserve. And at the closing bell, the Dow was up 263 points to close at 25,984. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Sponsor of this segment, Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of gold and credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest possible prices. Tangible wants you to become educated, so for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book called The New Case for Gold by New York Times best-selling author. You get both free just for calling. The DVD and the book free, no strings attached. While you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Get your free book and your free award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated consumers. 800-780-9000. Thank you, Tangible.
All right, we are back. Whether you're listening to us with the top down on the Las Vegas Strip in some souped-up Camaro, or maybe you got your earbuds in and you're listening to us as you're walking down Broadway in New York City and everywhere in between. Yes, this is the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Now, I've talked to my next guest a million times. In fact, I sat beside him and behind him at times in homeroom in middle school and high school, believe it or not. He turned out to be a best-selling author. His latest book, Tiger, has taken the world by storm. He's also been a big part in a number of different movies that were made. His name is Jeffrey Benedict. There was a press release the other day that you have teamed up and you now have your own production company. Tell us about this.
Well, so technically I don't have my own production company, but I've partnered with a company called Wheelhouse, which actually what's really cool is Wheelhouse is a Connecticut-based company. They have offices in Stamford, and they're also based in Hollywood, and they have a place in New York City. But Wheelhouse is a great company. They've partnered with Jimmy Kimmel on his productions out in Los Angeles, and they've got a lot of other really great things going. And one of the things they do is they produce television and film content. The CEO of the company is a guy named Brent Montgomery, who's a Connecticut resident, done a great job building this company. And the opportunity to partner with Brent and Wheelhouse was, for me, was like a dream come true. That's kind of cliche, but it's true in this case. I've known them and been working on putting this together for a long time. But what it boils down to is a chance to have, you know, all the stuff that I've written over the years, books, articles, stories, all that intellectual property is now, because of my partnership with them, they'll be the exclusive producer of any of my stories that get made into movies, television series, documentary films, podcasts, theatrical productions, anything like that. They would be my partner on that. And so it's exciting because I'm getting to work with some really smart people and good people, and it's also just a great bonus that it happens to be a company that has a footprint in Connecticut.
How is that different, or how would that be different from, let's say, your Little Pink House project?
Well, that's a good question. So typically what happens, if you're lucky as a writer, and it really is, some of it is a lot of luck, but if you're fortunate enough that something you write gets optioned for a film, the author sells the option to like a television network or a production company, and then they go out and make it. And that's what happened with Little Pink House. I was approached by a production company in Los Angeles that had read the book and wanted to make a movie about it. So I sold them the rights to my book. I optioned the book rights to them, and then they make the movie. And I, you know, they could have cut me out, but in this case, they included me as an executive producer, and I actually worked on the film. How this is different is now anytime anybody wants to option something that I wrote, they would go through this production company that's already in place, which means, I have a seat at the table now. I'm part of the process. I work on everything from the the negotiations to picking the partner to, and then having a real meaningful role in the making of whatever it is. It's like having a, and also I have the benefit of they go out and shop this stuff for me. So anything that I've made, it's in their best interest to try to find a network that wants to turn it into a series or into a documentary film. And because there's such a demand for content right now from Netflix and Amazon and all these other platforms that are now looking for content, it's a great way to turn more of my stories or books into films or television shows or podcasts or whatever.
Do you have any idea or any feel for what you think is going to be the first project that you start out on?
Well, I mean, we're making a big push. I mean, the book that Armin Katane and I did on Tiger Woods, which you mentioned up top, I mean, you know, Armin and I have already sold, Armin and I sold the documentary film rights to that last year, and that was announced last year. It was a big deal, and that documentary is being made now. But there's still the dramatic rights to Tiger Woods, meaning if you were going to do a scripted series on Tiger Woods with actors or a motion picture film, those rights we retained.
Yep.
And so our first one would be, you know, leading off is to try to sell that one for dramatic production, and that's what we're working on right now.
That'd be pretty amazing. It really would be pretty amazing. Your Little Pink House movie was fantastic, but yeah, you take a significant, I think, jump when you know bring on a superstar like that kind of a story with Tiger Woods. It'd be incredible. It really would.
Well, especially because he's given us in the world such a Hollywood ending.
Right.
I mean, nobody would. In other words, if you made that story up, people would say it's too cliche.
Agreed.
You know, it's the guy that, you know, gets to the top of the mountain, gets knocked off the mountain, and then climbs back to the top of the mountain. And people go, yeah, but that's not how it really happened. Well, in this case, that is what happened.
Right.
So it makes for, in terms of doing a drama, whether it's a movie or a scripted series, it's really attractive because we now know the ending, and the ending is actually a very inspiring ending that most people now look at as the greatest comeback in the history of sports. And so, I mean, who wouldn't want to make that story? You know, put that story on a screen. It's a great story.
Now, your book, Tiger, obviously, he wasn't all that happy with it. You were pretty tough on him in some places, and rightfully so. So do you know of any, you know, legitimate difference in his personality and the way he's treating people nowadays? He seems like he's more personable. I mean, at least that's what it looks like on TV. But do you have any firsthand knowledge of that?
So, two things. I mean, first of all, I don't know that he wasn't happy with the book. I know that his agent put out a statement the day the book went on sale, probably before he'd even read it. But I think most people's takeaway from the Tiger Woods biography was that it was actually a really favorable and fair portrait of his life, and it put him in focus, and it made people understand and appreciate him more.
Right.
I think most people liked him more after reading the book than they did before. So,
okay,
we wrote it that way on purpose. In terms of whether he's changed, I think he has, and I think in the ways that he's changed are all positive. And I think part of that, Lee, is just he's changed the way a lot of humans change as they age.
Mm-hmm.
So physically his body has changed, and that happens to all of us. And he's acknowledged that in kind of a comical way, which I really admire about him. But secondly, he's changed, I think in the way he treats people, whether it's fellow golfers on the tour, whether it's the press corps that covers the tour, the fans who come to the tour. He never really engaged with any of those groups when he was at his pinnacle.
Right.
Now that he's come back, he's very engaged with all of those groups in a way that's made him much more endearing. It's made people want to root for him in a different way. I mean, in the past, people admired him because he was so good, but nobody really loved him. Now, people admire him because he's really good, but people also really are starting to like him as a human being.
Right.
To me, that's what's so great about it.
I was under the impression that he wasn't really all that happy. I apologize for not being on point with that. Because it seems like you portrayed him in such an accurate, honest manner that,
yes.
He came off, like I told you, there were times during that book when I'm reading it, I'm saying to myself, man, I don't know how anybody roots for this guy. I mean, how do you root
right.
for somebody who's that terrible to somebody else? And you don't have to be that way. Nobody, even the greatest of the great, don't have to act like that. Now, I'm glad he's coming back down to earth a little bit to reality because that human aspect is, it's, like you said, it's very appealing.
No, I think that is how he was. There was a long stretch of his career where he was not someone that had a reputation for friendliness, for warmth, for generosity,
right.
anything. So his reputation was he's the killer on the golf course that can beat anybody, anytime, anywhere. Anyway.
All right, Jeff, listen, I got to run. I appreciate it. As always, continued great success. Jeffrey Benedict, author of many best-selling books, his latest one, Tiger. Go out and look for that on Amazon, etc. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible has what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Alaroot a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling. No strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible's done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And again, we got a couple guests coming up after the top of the hour and one more in the third hour of the broadcast. But you can squeeze in a call if you'd like, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We want to get on the national program again, broadcasting from as far away from where I'm sitting right now is Las Vegas, right across the pond over here, Long Island Sound, everywhere in between. Welcome to the program. Two things real quick. There was a story that was circulating. I guess it got sent to me seems like 100,000 times, but it was maybe a couple dozen times today, about a couple of American women who were attacked over in England and beat up because they were gay. And I've always said I don't personally, I mean, what people do in the privacy of their own life is completely their own business. And they got robbed, but they more got heckled before they got robbed, and they got beat up pretty bad. And my question is two things. One is, were there any men on the bus to protect these women? And number two, this is England, so it wasn't this country. But I always feel like we've gotten to the place, certainly in this country, where most people just don't care. Now, maybe I'm the one that's living sort of living blind, if you will. Maybe there are a lot of people out there who still have issues with some of this stuff. We talk about this a lot on, you know, my own personal show with the transgender issue, and how, you know, less than 1% of the population dominates the headlines of the news, and is it really that big a deal? And the ones that I feel for are the ones that are, you know, taking part in sports. They're in high school and they're still boys, but they're acting as women and or girls, and they're competing in different sporting events, and eventually somebody's going to get hurt, and the girls who are training their whole lives, they don't get trophies because of it. I mean, that's just a small percentage. But in the grand scheme of things, I've always gotten the feeling that, I mean, I don't care what somebody does. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever makes them happy, as long as they're not hurting somebody else. So when you see a story about women or some ultra-minority getting attacked and getting bloodied by a group of dopey, stupid men, it always makes me feel bad, because that, to me, is not the true representation of the way most of the world thinks. Most of the world thinks, just be happy. knock yourself out. Whatever it is that makes you happy, as long as you're not hurting somebody else, that's good. That's good. Certainly it's good with me and most other people, but it's a disappointing situation, I guess, is more than anything. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but that is, again, something that I think more people around the world would find to be somewhat disgusting. And I think we've gotten to that place where, you know, we don't care what your sexuality is. We don't care what the color of your skin is. We don't care about any of that stuff. If you're a good person, you have a good heart. End of story. Story number two, real quick. So I don't know if you've got $50 million bucks laying around. I don't at the moment, right? I had to pay the light bill and had to take care of a couple of things and buy some new sneakers. So I don't have $50 million laying around. But if you did and you wanted to take a ride up to the space station, well, apparently you can go into space if you've got $50 million bucks laying around. But you have to sort of go through the rigors of what an actual astronaut would go through. So you would have to train like an astronaut. You'd have to live like an astronaut, eat like an astronaut. Do they still eat Tang or drink Tang? I don't know. I would think they probably do, right? I mean, it's very nutritious and delicious. Remember when we were kids, we had Tang. It was terrible. I'm sorry, it was terrible. It tasted terrible. It was, you know, they were trying to fake us into some kind of garbage orange juice. But anyway, if you really want to go to space, you now can if you've got $50 million bucks, but you've got to go through whatever NASA tells you to go through. And the actual space, here's what I think is funny about this story and why I bring it up. So the space flight is $50 million bucks. So you got to plop down $50 million. And then on top of that, they nail you with $35,000 bucks a night to stay at the space station. So you, as if the $50 million to get to space wasn't enough. Here, we're going to tack on $35,000 extra dollars so that you can have, you know, a hot meal and a cot. Give me a I don't know. I found that kind of funny. I thought that was funny. So as if the $50 million is not enough to cover expenses. Again, the Hilton in space is going to nail you for $35,000. And I guess, I don't know, what do you get for $35,000? I guess you get a great view, that's for sure. I'll tell you, be honest with you, this is kind of one of those things that I don't like to fly, per se. I'm not a fan. But if you got the opportunity to go into space and to be able to look down on this planet, be one of the very few people who have actually ever been to space, how do you turn that down? I mean, if you could do it, if you could afford it, if you've got $50 million extra laying around and you wanted to see with your own eyes, not somebody else's eyes, not a picture from somewhere else. If you actually wanted to see it yourself, I would have to say that would be something that if you had the extra cash, that would be worthwhile. Forget about buying an extra yacht or something else. And if you go into space, it's pretty cool for $50 million bucks and $35,000. Is there a maitre d' in space? Is there a housekeeper? What do you tip the housekeeper? Yeah, concierge. Is there a concierge? Where do I leave my bags? And is there a pool? Is there a pond? Pond would be good for me. I don't know. And do you tip? All right. Listen, we're getting silly. Listen, it's Friday, for goodness sake. All right, we'll come back. Lowell Ponte. He's a very sarcastic author. I like him. He's funny. We'll come back. We'll talk to him next. Once again, I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA.